Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we hope Thursday is a perfect weather date, though it doesn't here.
We know it's going to be bad for you.
No, it's not going to be bad. It'll be fine.
It'll be cold for
I'm
you.
Just having some fun.
Runners like
But there will be thousands of people running in the streets of Manchester, the 83rd Manchester Road Race, and the mayor of the fine city of Manchester is our guest now, Mayor Jay Moran. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Mayor.
I was trying to text.
Popeye's in Manchester also. Remember?
Oh, there is? Okay. Where is it? By Buckland?
Spencer Street by MCC, Manchester Community College.
Oh, great place for it. Go to college, learn something, and get chicken. It's the best.
There
okay.
you go.
What is
there you
wrong
go.
With you?
Nothing. I appreciate the simple things in life.
So I was trying to explain to Ray, who took the jab at you at the press conference saying that you've never met a camera that you didn't like? Was that Balcom?
the great Jim Balcom, who's never had a microphone he didn't like.
No, that's for sure.
Speaking of Jim Balcom, National Race Director of the Year. Congratulations to Jim, the best race director in the country.
Yep, that was. It'll be back at the start finish line this year to get the race underway. All right, so you're the mayor. What is your responsibility on race day?
I would hope not the weather, because last year we were like 0 degrees, and next year we're 40 degrees, wind chills are 25. But
horrible.
You know, I do a lot of interviews promoting the race in Manchester the day of before the race, including with you guys, and then I'm off on the bottom holding the banner for the winners for the men.
And I never knew that.
Yeah, he said that's the only way I could be first across the finish line.
Good going, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a great honor, and just being there, seeing a lot of folks, and appreciating everyone being in the best place you can be on Thanksgiving morning, as Jim Balcom would say, this is Thanksgiving in Manchester. So.
There you go. Hey, just very quickly, Jay, you know, as far as we know that a ton of people are coming to town. And, you know, by the way, I think you're at about 59,000 people, but there'll be a lot of people showing up for the race. Does that help business at all? Or because it's Thanksgiving, does it really not have that much of an effect?
Well, let's put it this way. There's a lot of adult Powerade sold that morning on Main Street. Those businesses are selling a lot of extra carbohydrates that morning.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Yeah,
that's fair. That's a good way to describe it. The race just seems to grow in popularity, Jay, every year, even though it is already extremely popular.
Yeah.
Why do the people in the town have such a sense of pride about it?
Well, because it brings in all these people to Manchester, but it brings in these national runners who are running to win the race, big-time runners across the world. So it promotes our community. It's, the costumes, the traditions of the costumes, safety man is like, there's no safety man in any other race.
No.
Is he going to be there, you think? Because sooner or later, you know, he's going to stop.
Yeah, no, he's been there the last few years. I think he's going to be around. And
we love
it's
him.
Just, it's the thing to do on Thanksgiving morning in Northern Connecticut. You get home, you go to the race, you have a couple of adult beverages, and you go home and have turkey and take a nap at 4 in the afternoon.
It's perfect.
Nice. It's a perfect day.
Turn on football.
It's a perfect day. One thing we've talked about, to get off the road race for a minute, with mayors is the fact that the state hasn't come through with the money needed for snow removal and treatment of the roads and that kind of thing. Is that going to be a problem in Manchester, or do you have money? Do you have your own personal, like, rainy day fund?
Well, first of all, the state of Connecticut has been good to Manchester. We received more money this year, so I can't. I've got to thank the governor for that. But we've always budgeted more than we use in Manchester, so hopefully we don't have many storms this year. And we always budget from our rainy day fund to balance the budget, but we haven't had to use it ever since I've been on the board of the local town council or as the mayor. So we've been pretty good with how we budget for snowstorms. And even on Thanksgiving morning, we've had snow, and
I know. The
roads cleared by 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know. So, I've been there and seen that happen. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, the weather, you can't tell on this. I want to ask you a question about the city itself and the history. It was an industrial city for a long time, called the Silk City, for one thing. a lot of mills there, a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, do you still do that, or has the economy kind of flipped a little bit and into something else now?
Well, see, we've seen manufacturing coming back in some of our industrial parks. And, you know, with the new manufacturing program over at Manchester Community College, we'll see more of that. So we're seeing that blossoming in Manchester, the manufacturing business. We're seeing the retail business come back around the mall area, and we're seeing Main Street come back as far as retail with the restaurants and some stores down there. So, you know, we are going to probably be in the census, and this coming the spring, be close to 61,000, I imagine, citizens. We will be the largest suburb by 2030 in the Hartford County, so we are growing. But, you know, just like the early years, we were a town of immigrants, and we've gotten more diverse and still a town of immigrants, and we're very proud of that.
Well, it's, you know, and there's so much. I mean, we took Kevin Bauer took Emily from our sales staff and me around to do the race course, because I had only been to the race once, and that was a long, long time ago, back at a previous employer when it was a radio station. And it's you got a lot of good things happening around in town.
We have a lot of great things, especially on the race route. You're coming down to Center Street and Main Street, you know, with the restaurants. We have four breweries now in town, so that's good to know. Two of them owned by local guys. And, folks, early December, the old Cabbies will become Cafe Aura, and we know we can guess what Aura is. Do you know what Aura is?
Oh, is that Gino's joint?
Yeah, well, it's the old Cabbies.
Cafe Aura, Gino Auriemma opens up the old Cabbies in early December, which is on the race route.
Nice recovery.
So he'll be out there in the future, and you know, we're excited about that. So there are a lot of great things. And you get to ride with Mr. Harvey, Joe, the greatest
Jim Harvey
encyclopedia when it comes to Manchester.
I love
Road
it.
Race.
He knows everything.
Okay, Jim, it's 10 o'clock. Take over. That's basically what it's going to be.
It's amazing how he can rattle the stats of those elite runners without even looking at his notes.
Genius.
He's unbelievable. I mean, I've heard him do it with Kevin before, and I'll have the chance to work with him as we do our coverage, which I believe begins at 9:45.
Yes, I believe
on race day.
Yeah.
So, you excited?
I'm excited. It's the greatest. It's like, to me, it's like a high holy day in Manchester, Connecticut. Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, even before and after, just watching people. That, you know, we worry about the once a year runners. That's why we have plenty of medics out there. But again, the adult beverages, the turkeys, and the bottle running shoes, and to put it all together, and it's a great morning in Manchester. And as Jim Balcom says, this is Thanksgiving in Manchester. No one says it better than our race director, Jim Balcom.
Right.
And it's all started by Moran, by the way.
The
guy who shoots the gun is named Bobby Moran. No relation, but it's all started by Moran. He's got the gun to start the race at 10 a.m. So
nice.
I like the front yard parties. That's fun, too, along the course.
Oh, it's great.
See, that's the best
thing. Nothing better than coming off the hill into the one band that's playing Rocky music when you're exhausted after coming up that big hill.
And, wait a minute. Have you ever done that?
Have you run it? Run a race?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, several times. I just had to stop. I have bad discs now. Once my kids started beating me, I had to stop running.
Okay, so give it up.
It was that dad pride. I couldn't do it anymore. But
makes good sense.
But it's a serious race, but it's also just fun.
It is a lot of fun. For a lot of people, it's a serious race. For most people, it's just a trot in the park and enjoying Thanksgiving together as a community, and that's the best part of it.
Right, exactly. That's a good way to put it. All right, Jay, thanks. We'll see you
on Thursday.
All right,
guys. We'll see you Thursday. Have a great week.
All right, thanks,
Jay.
Buddy.
Come on by. We hope you will.
Our friend Jay Moran.
It's fun to see him.
Of Manchester.
Yes.
He does a great job there, and he's also, we didn't talk about it, but he's also the athletic director at Southern Connecticut State University.
By the way, I'm glad you're talking about Central, because they had a pretty good football season. It still continues.
Phenomenal. Still continues. Perfect on the road, perfect in the conference. They got a little bit hosed not getting a home game, but it has to do with finances.
Oh, does it?
It's NCAA. Of course it does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.